My name is Kurt Hosworth with Public Radio 90 WNMU, and I'm in the studio with a special guest today with something that's coming up this weekend, which is actually quite exciting. It's something different for the annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival. They have a virtual event this year starting July 16th. And in with us today is the executive director of the Hiawatha Music Group here. It's Susan Devine. So welcome to our studios.
Thank you, Kurt. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here, too. So now this year is much different, obviously. But in terms of events that Hiawatha Music has brought to the region, you all have kind of got a lot of experience doing things like Live at the Fold for, what did you say, over 50 events so far, right?
50 events over this past year. Yeah. It was quite a great way to keep the music going and keep our audience engaged with Hiawatha.
Yep. And now as we get to the time of year where, you know, we have the traditional Hiawatha Music Festival, we're doing a virtual version this year. So tell us what brought the group to the decision to do a virtual music festival this year.
Right. Well, it was a decision that the board had worked on for several months before the decision was made. And we really needed to make the decision sometime in March so that we could let our vendors and our performers and our audience know that it was either going to happen in person or it wasn't. And then the board decided to pivot to a virtual festival since we had had a fairly good success run with the Live at the Fold series.
Right. Yeah, so that's good to have that experience ahead of time because, you know, over the course of COVID-19 and all these arts organizations needing to find a way to pivot and engage and keep people interested, that sounds like a lot of work to do. And it's like we had talked before, it's a different animal, I guess, than keeping everyone on one single stage than having all these different places. So, you know, people are going to be recording from all different places to right. highlight their music, right?
Right. And we have 11 different performers and we have 12 different sets over the course of the weekend. And they have all submitted their pre-recorded concerts. And our producer, Jacob Horn, is putting them all together as we speak.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of work, but also a lot of fun. And another aspect of this being a virtual festival this year means accessibility for people, right?
That's right. People that aren't able to travel can hop on their computer, their laptop, or their phone and watch the whole festival at their fingertips.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the successes and maybe some of the challenges of Live at the Fold over the last year or so. What were some of the real high points and maybe what were some of the challenges of having those events online?
Well, one of the high points, I think, was just the lineup that we were able to put together. We were able to reach out to many, many performers across the country who were sidelined because they weren't traveling and performing as well. So it was a great opportunity for them to stay relevant and for their music to continue through the radio waves, the virtual waves, and also earn a little bit of money. We had a donation button each time, which we will have this weekend as well. And people could donate, and we donated half of our donations to each of the performers. So they were able to gain that income as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So able to continue all the good things that happen with the traditional music festival, but in a virtual way and adding some accessibility and keeping it a safe event for
right.
people too. So
right.
that's wonderful. So how do people gain access to the virtual festival? I hear this year it's a free event that people can just go to online.
It is. I first want to say it's a free event because we were able to be awarded a couple of grants from the Michigan Council for the Arts and Cultural Affairs and the National Endowment for Arts and also the Michigan Stages Survival Grant, mm-hmm. And a little bit of money through the Small Business Development Center. So putting all those three organizations together really helped us put together a budget that we could work with. Mm-hmm. And so it's free. And there will be a donation button on both a Crowdcast and our Facebook page where people can make donations to the Hiawatha Music Co-op if they would like to.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's super that all those grants can come together and make the accessibility even more so for people out there. So now this weekend is still a great Hiawatha weekend. There's all kinds of events and different kinds of music happening. So why don't we give a little rundown of what's going to happen? So who's going to help kick off the event on Friday?
So we have our regular MC from the main stage, Tom Dummer, and he has pre-recorded all the intros for the festival and the welcome notes. notes and the thank yous. And at 6 o'clock on Friday, we'll kick off with the very first band. And that is going to be the Eagle Spirit Dancers, headed by Roberta Shelfo from the Little River Band of Ottawa Indians down in Lower Michigan. We have Grammy-nominated Bruce Molsky and Chicago Farmer, and then a band from Eastern Kentucky, Zoe Speaks. So we're really excited about the lineup there. On Saturday morning, of course, it's the children's area focus. So we have our local favorite, Jeff Krebs, a.k.a. Papa Crow, with an hour-long concert. And then we have put together a virtual children's parade. And that's led by Frank Youngman every year at our festival. Mm-hmm. And he offered other children an opportunity to record a couple of verses of the song that the children wrote with him at our 2019 children's area for the parade, and it's called Pickles in Love. And nice. So that's going to be really a fun little concert set to see. Saturday night, then, we start again with local favorite Troy Graham, followed by Grammy Award winner and two-time Emmy nominee Dom Flemons. And then we have Martha Spencer and the White Top Mountain Band coming back to the Hiawatha stage. And we'll close with a teen scene band called Dig Deep.
Excellent. So that's going to be a great way to kick things off on Friday and Saturday, and also have the Kids Connection there too. So there's going to be lots of great things happening all throughout this weekend. What would be the best place for people to go ahead of time if they want to maybe get some more information and see the full rundown?
Right. So our website, www.hiawathamusic.org, has our virtual festival pages on there. And once you get to those pages, you can see that we want you to sign up on our Crowdcast site. And you can also see the virtual festival on our Facebook page. And both of those links are on our website.
Excellent. And I also see that there is an additional thing that people can do online with a hashtag. It looks like hashtag My Hiawatha.
Right. Yeah, we did this last year too, and it was really fun for people to use the hashtag My Hiawatha to help share what they're doing in their own homes to see the festival. Some people are camping out in their backyard and creating their own little weekend community. We have basically filled the tourist park with Hiawatha folks, and so there'll be quite a bit of music going around there and people wandering around. It's not the festival, but it is a lot of Hiawatha folks out there.
Yeah, excellent. So you can still have that connection with other like-minded Hiawatha folks right. out that way too, either in person or online, as you engage with the virtual annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival happening this starting this Friday, July 26th, running throughout the weekend into Sunday, July 18th. And just a reminder, we have the Executive Director of Hiawatha Music with us, Susan Devine. And are there any other details that you'd like to add as we wrap up today talking about the virtual festival?
Oh, I think we hit all the highlights. We hit our grantors, and we hit our the fact that it's free. And we just encourage everyone to hop on your laptop, your computer, or your phone, and tune in to the virtual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival.
Well, it's wonderful that the music continues on, and we look forward to everything happening moving forward with Hiawatha music. So, Susan, thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you, Kurt. It's been great.